Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Rich Payne.
And Martin Ashton.
Oh, we have got a fun show coming up. Ooh. All the regular stuff, but we are starting with a little bit of beef from him to you. Yes.
I know your secret. I know it. I know what you're hiding. I know what you don't want to admit. You all love e-bikes. I said it out loud, Mark.
And he thinks you want one.
Yeah. I do. My God. I think you just don't want to admit it. I think none of them do.
Give us a bit of context, Rich. What are you saying here?
This came off the back of a pedaling versus grinding video I did the other day. Spinning versus grinding.
Yeah.
You know, standing up, sitting down, best way, most efficient way to get uphill.
On a normal
My cross-country bike.
Yes.
Bike I love to ride all the time.
Yeah.
And then I dived into the comments and I was a bit disturbed.
Yeah, well, they were a bit pro e-bike.
Yeah.
But when we've had e-bikes on GMBN in the past...
Rinsed.
We get some hate. I mean, should we give some examples?
These are direct from the comments. Comments you guys have made. So this is from Ashley Nichols. Jesus Christ, leave it on EMBN. That's what you have the channel for.
Love it. Ashley actually has got a lot of passion for this because on a different video, he put, geez, less e-bike content on EMBN than on GMBN now. Oh, God.
The Trail Rabbit, you're rightfully getting roasted by the comments because you're trying to shill e-bikes to real mountain bikers. It's just massively out of touch.
Massively out of touch. Andrew Jones says, isn't there supposed to be a separate channel for those that are too lazy to pedal their bikes themselves?
Mental.
Too lazy to pedal.
We've all got a pedal.
I mean, that's the normal kind of, I'm calling it in a fun way, hate on e-bikes that we get
passion.
When we have e-bikes. Yeah, and I like it.
It's good.
I love e-bikes. I see them as mountain bikes myself.
Yeah.
You're the same. It's all the same.
Yeah, they're just bikes.
But there are people out there, you may be one of them watching, that thinks there's proper mountain bikes and there's e-bikes and e-bike riders are lazy, and I think that's quite fun.
Yeah, so what got me thinking, though, so that's like our general consensus on e-bike videos when we put them on GMBN. So then I do a climbing video on a normal bike, and then we get this. You know, obviously, what's best for climbing, da-da-da-da-da. Gavin Berger goes, I found getting an EMTB helped with my cadence going uphill. What?
Yeah.
What?
Buddy Lee says, buy an EMTB and the climb the steepest butt-kicking hills with ease and a huge smile on your face.
Yeah. Top Gunk, there is one thing we can alter to make climbing more enjoyable. The answer is an EMTB.
Yeah. Juicebox Scott says, there's one simple trick. Buy an e-bike.
Yeah, the Kadon, I thought sure he was going to suggest an e-bike.
Yeah, and very nice indeed, said, can't wait for my first EMTB.
And all of those comments were from my spinning versus grinding videos, so now I'm just hugely confused, and I just think they all want an e-bike secretly.
I think what's happening, right, and you guys can let us know in the comments down below, but what's happening is the two things are converging. Like, it's getting so close, you know, there's the bike like the Amflow, Avanox Motor, DJI bike that is, you know, just, it's everything all in one. It's light, it's full power, it looks sick-ish. Not sure about the Amflowness of it. But they're converging, and the silhouettes of the bikes are very hard to differentiate now.
Yeah, the Canyon Spectral, there's the Spectral and then there's the Spectral on Fly.
And with convergence, you have friction, Rich. You have friction. And that's what's happening. Some people are resisting.
Are they like tectonic plates?
A little bit.
You've got EMBN and you've got GMBN colliding. Is that what it is?
Yeah, no matter what you do, you're going to get a Neil Donoghue.
We're talking e-bikes here as well. So actually, interestingly, it can help a bit on the uphills as well.
True. Go on, tell us the truth, people. Drop us a comment because we'd legit read them. Are you seriously considering buying an EMTB as your next bicycle?
I cannot wait to hear what you say. And I really want the passion in these comments, right? I definitely want to hear from Ashley. Ashley, tell us why you're so against them. Your point of view counts, and I want to hear it. I don't necessarily agree or disagree, but I love that you've got a view on it, and we want to see that in the comments. So give us your e-bike passion. Let's let Rich cool off and head over to the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? The team changes for 2025 have begun to roll in, and there are some pretty shocking ones so far. I'll preface this section by saying that at this time of year, we do mostly tend to get information en masse about athletes leaving teams rather than having the full picture about where they're going. But with changes to the World Cup structure, the expense of both entering and running a team for international racing, and the health of the bike industry in general, it's not the brightest picture so far. It could get better, but what's for certain is that the 2025 World Circuit will certainly look different. Now let's get stuck in with the highest value rider we've had news on so far, Tom Pidcock. The double Olympic champ was rumoured to be leaving Ineos Grenadiers earlier this year, despite being in the middle of a five-year contract. He's joined Q36.5 Pro Cycling Team, so will be riding Scott bikes. It's unclear if he'll still retain a focus on road biking over that period, as was the intention at Ineos, but what is clear is that they must have spent all of the budget, no money left for marketing. The Instagram hard launch video has got to be one of the cringiest things I've ever seen. Yet another XC star will also pursue a multidiscipline focus this year. Laura Stigger has signed a one-year contract with SD Works Pro Time, which will run alongside her specialised factory racing contract. She became the Junior World Road Cycling Champion in 2018 when her home country of Austria hosted the event in Innsbruck, so is keen to see if she's got the legs for both. That currently makes it, at least at my count, about four of cross-country's podium threat riders who are migrating to road. We know there's a lot of money on that side of the operation after all, so my bet is that we may well see more. There's no other way to put it. Trek Factory Racing are losing a wealth of talent. Current men's world downhill champion Loris Vergier, Olympic champion Leoland de Neef, former men's world downhill champion Rhys Wilson, current Enduro Series title holder and holder of 17 national titles across four disciplines, the incredibly talented Hattie Harnden, seemingly permanent New Zealand XC national champ Anton Cooper, consistent top five junior Bodie Kuhn, and promising Scottish Enduro rider Emily Carrick-Anderson, who won her first World Cup just last year. It seems Trek will hopefully be continuing their XC program, as there's no word about riders like Evie Richards and Riley Amos. Likewise with Sasha Ernest, who will need teammates on their downhill program, but Trek have said that it's a hard pause on the Enduro team for now. Hattie seems to be heading back to her roots at Timo Racing with Tracy Mosley, so she may well still be on Trek bikes next year. Another brand putting a pause on the Enduro team are Albea. Flo Espinheiro, Martin Mays, Damien Otton, and Edgar Carvalho Gonzalez look likely to remain with the brand for new adventures next year. The brand was dominant in the e-bike racing over the last few years, and it was so sick to see Martin return to the winning ways last year too. And ending on both good and bad news from Transition Bikes, the brand will also close their factory downhill team, which saw some awesome success in the junior ranks with Valentina Sanchez and the Osgard sisters, to name a few, in just the 2 short years that it was operational. Transition say, due to the World Cup changes that have been put in place, it's just not possible for them to operate the team going forward. They have, however, got a sick new kids bike out. The Transition Bandit is a 20-inch wheel hardtail with a 100mm fork-up front, carefully selected mix of U-specific components, and is in stock in time for Christmas. Sick little bike, that. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. Sorry for painting a pretty bleak picture of what's going on out there. Here's Toff to pick things back up again with something sick.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new full-length film from Brendan Fairclough, Chris Seeger and Clay Porter. Yep, it's the eagerly awaited Death Grip 2. This film has some of the best riders in the world, and you can tell they all went so hard for this project. And with two of the most prestigious filmers in mountain biking, obviously it's amazing. Personally, some of my favourite clips have to be Hugo Frixelen's super whipped out racer tables, and obviously it's just so sick how flat out while so close they're going together. Dave McMillan's sketchy off camber drift on that bridge line, and obviously that right-hander. Ollie Wilkins' right-hander. The firecracker manual. In fact, I can't not put respect on the trail building in this. Everyone's gone so hard for this project. The spade work is insane if you think about it. Valley Hole's nose press over that huge tree stump. And Jackson Goldston in the streets, just because he's so pinned. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Excellent news, as always. Do you know what? It's really good to see a team has managed to save a little bit of money for a box of matches for Tom Pidcock.
Yeah, and I would say, I don't know if it was really good news. It was a bit like Are we watching the collapse of professional mountain bike racing?
Yeah, Tom, that's doom and gloom a bit.
If that, Tom, if that's your best marketing for your new team, I think you should stay on road.
We're talking about Pidcock now.
Yeah, Pidcock, not Tom not Bauer. Yeah, Tom Pidcock. Yeah, unless you can do better marketing than that, you're not welcome in mountain biking until you've sorted that out.
Anyone out there got a few quid they can lend Trek? Seems like they could do with it.
Yeah, it really feels like...
And Enduro and Hull.
It really feels like this is a bit of a pivotal year for MTB racing. There's a lot of teams dropping away, let's face it.
Yeah.
There's teams dropping away. You reckon there's more, come.
I've got my finger on the racing pulse, and I can tell you, it ain't done yet.
Yeah, I tell you what, Trek need to hold on to Riley Amos and Evie Richards.
They do.
They must hold on to them. They are
Because otherwise there won't be anyone left.
Well, they won't have a team. Anyway. Really, really dramatic news this week.
Yeah, it's quite wild, but, you know, I think we're going to come out the other side smiling. Enduro, ain't they're doomed, but... Downhill, next season.
Comments about all that too, please. And I tell you what, I've been loving seeing in the comments, right? Mm. You know, we've got our YouTube membership.
Yes.
You can be a trail boss or you can be part of the trail crew. And obviously, you are identified by your little badge that you get when you do that. And I love seeing all those badges down through the comments. It means so much to the channel, doesn't it?
Do you know what you really love as well? Whoa. An emoji.
I love an emoji. You can say so much with the emoji. You know, your reply can be just so bang on, especially when it's tailored to GMBN. I love it. It's a development in YouTube that I have really enjoyed.
Wow.
So when you guys join and become members, it means a lot, and
enjoy it. It's cool.
I love it. So those things are there for you. Of course, along with the shop, which is still a great place to get yourself a Christmas present.
Because Santa is coming.
He is coming, and we would really love him to bring a GMBN product to your loved ones.
There's all sorts, from stocking fillers like mugs and water bottles and our maintenance book to... Well, clothing, riding wear, you name it, we got it.
Absolutely. So, of course, we appreciate your support in that. Right, let's keep going with the show with a little bit of...
Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges!
The acoustics and the new set.
Unreal. And we sounded good then.
Oh, my God. Hey, should we give some people a few clicky noises so they can make some tunes?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. No, keep going. We're being too in tune now. Make some magic with that, please, people, like you did last week. Right, let's get into the Hacks and Bodges.
Okay.
First one up.
Lego.
Adam Mitchell, I love this.
Oh, break fantastic jig.
Yeah, that is so cool. Using a bit of Lego, it's the perfect
way
to get an absolutely accurate cut.
That is actually really clever.
90 degrees, I like that a lot.
90 degrees.
That's going to be hard to beat. That's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, right. Nice one, Adam. Has Clark?
Yeah, great little video here. So simple. He's basically put a little magnet so it just holds your Fidlock bottle open. So when you're actually riding, once it opens, it stays open and you can squirt the old water in your full face.
That is clever.
Absolutely brilliant.
I like it. Next up is Matt Rogan. Trouble inflating his 2.4 Max's tyre. Made a DIY canister to shoot the air in faster. That looks dangerous.
I always think they look dangerous, but at the end of the day...
It's a lot of pressure, bud.
Is it?
It's a lot of pressure,
Have you ever made one? Because it looks like the sort of thing we should make. I feel like Doddy did one on tech once.
I mean, there's a reason they're made from proper canisters and stuff like that. I'm just saying. Or like,
the look on your face is like, do not do this.
I mean, don't do it, because it's wicked.
But... Matt, I like it. And I guess what you do is you just basically unfold the tube and the air just rushes out into your tyre.
So you see the long clear tube?
Yeah.
Air goes in that way.
Oh, I see that way, yeah.
Valve.
And you lock it off of that blue bit. I see. It's a really simple idea.
Yeah, it's like a bang in your face.
Who are you going to give the GMBN race top this week?
Adam Mitchell for his little Lego ingenuity. I like that.
It was a close one this week.
They're all really good, actually.
High quality hacks.
If you have got more hacks, and we do love seeing them, these have all been great. The uploader is linked in the description down below. Please keep them coming in.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Some things we liked this week. Rich, what are we starting with? I love
go
this.
On.
Amazing speed from Bragg.
He's rapid. He doesn't hang around.
Oh, my God. What's amazing is he goes down that run, and then as soon as he uses his brakes, he nearly falls off.
He basically should take them off. Is that what we're saying?
Oh, my God, he's so fast.
He is
down there,
an absolute savage, isn't he?
Yeah. Next up.
Mini Shredders.
I jumped this in there because it's from it's shared from Manitou MTB.
Yeah,
but this
it's cool.
Little dude, I mean, the smile on his face, Rafina H. It's
look at her go.
It's so fast.
Look at
her. Oh, mate.
Little fork going away. They look like a bobblehead doll.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And the skill. Absolute skill.
Yeah, I like
so
it.
So I really loved that.
Definitely like that one.
Next up. Little
ridiculous.
Bit of, this,
absolutely
right, let me just put this in context. This is Ott P, one of the most famous trials riders in the world ever, won more things than anyone else. And now, on Insta these days, he just spends his time coming up with really crazy things to try. And I think he's broke the world record for the biggest bars spun in the world. Because these bars are 1.80 meters
That's
wide.
My height. That's just showing how
tall
I am.
Look, you watch, he's persisting, he's getting annoyed. Look at him, he's getting cross. And then finally, whack!
And then rides down the steps on them.
Oh, I love you. You're brilliant.
Oh, my
absolutely
goodness me.
Absolutely amazing.
They are huge.
Very funny. Something I liked. And last thing, Rich, tell me about this.
I don't know much about it, that's the thing. It's just something that we spotted, and it's just a load of crazy, terrible bikes, a crazy fancy dress, and just shredding down a trail. It looks
it's
carnage.
Hashtag chronograziala, hashtag brain off.
Yeah.
It just looks like some kind of little mini downhill event that's been put on by these guys. Ido Bonetto has shared it. It looks
it's
like
mental, isn't
it? It looks like really unsuitable bikes. And, like, answers in the comments down below. I'm going to say this before Rich can tell me not to. Should we do this?
Yeah, we probably should, to be
we
fair.
Should
it
do,
looks well good. When we're all fit and healthy.
Do this. Look at it. It looks so
don't
fun.
Don't think you're getting out of it, though.
Oh, I was kind of counting myself out.
No, you're in on this as well.
I can technically say for the rest of my life, I'm injured. It's my excuse and I'm going with it. Something else we love this week. PE's winners. Should we announce some winners from our competition?
Drum roll, Martin.
Oh,
you ready?
Oh, my God. This is so good. So, these winners are getting £200 worth of PE's kit to use on the website. Choose what they want with these codes.
Put the names out there. They are Max Brunner and Carl Larson. Congratulations.
Winners.
Yes. Now, that's not all, though, because although you guys are winners, you can all be kind of winners, because until February next year, you can get 20% off full price PE's kit by using the code GMBN20 on the website.
Secret code that. You'd never crack it. You'd
super
never crack
top
it.
Secret, GMBN20. You'd never guess GMBN20 was the secret code for GMBN20 for getting 20% off using GMBN20.
Just run off, I'd go on there and try GMBN40 and just see what happens. GMBN20 is the code.
Yeah.
Ignore me, 20% off.
God,
PE's stuff. Fantastic. Right, it is time to have a look at the caption contest.
Oh, come on.
Photo last week, interesting guy. Interesting guy.
I don't out myself, do I?
You really don't. You're a clown, man. You're a clown. What are you doing?
I don't even know why or when this was taken.
Oh, my God. It's just some normal day. but it gave us some great captions. King Kosu says, when Gollum comes out looking for his precious.
It is
very Gollum.
John Cox, Sport Therapy, thanks for this one, mate. When Happy realises the other six dwarves also ride bikes.
E-bikes. Grump Dad said, Sam who? Oh, yeah, that's your face when you beat Sam Pilgrim in the Enduro race. How'd you like that, Apple Sam? You got a lot of followers, but you got your brakes on too much. We can rinse him. He can take it.
He does. He loves a good joke, this Pilgrim.
You've got to pick a winner. And
quality
we are going to be Stunt Mug. They're going to be winning the bejeweled, fabulous Stunt Mug.
John Cox Sports Therapy, I think. When Happy realises the other six dwarves also ride bikes.
E-bikes. Yes. Whoa. Yes, I love that one too. Well done, John. You're a winner. Here's this week's caption contest.
Poor guy.
Oh, Owen.
Tough times. Oh, Owen. Tough times for this guy.
Owen and put your GMBN presenter name next to
it. Wow.
Yes, let us know the captions for that in the comments down below. You could be winning yourself a stump mug next week. Get involved. Coming up on the channel this week, first video is trail riding mistakes and how to avoid them.
Yes.
Is that about you?
Apparently, Martin, they are all about me at the moment, because if Blake would watch this, one mistake to avoid would be breaking ribs.
Yes, absolutely. Another one is wider, really better. Is
got
it?
You covered.
Is it?
Well, you'll find out if you watch the video.
Yeah, and riding a Mediterranean's best kept secret, also you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of rich this
I'm going
week.
For a nap in a mo.
Some great videos coming up this week, so don't miss out on those.
That Mediterranean one is actually well replaced.
I was just watching a bit
it's
of it.
It's a
yes.
really good place
very
to
good
go.
Spot. Very, very good spot. Yeah. So they're all coming up, but let's jump into the bike vault
Ooh.
While we've got time.
Ooh. Go.
Boom.
First up, Daniel Gleason. Lovely ride in the mud and rain in Limburg, Belgium. Canyon Stoic 2 with GX upgrade. Super nice and off the bat, are we?
Love the grips, orange.
I'll just ring it again. Look at this.
Yeah. Listen. Vince Ferguson's YT Jeffsy Uncaged. Is that like a custom paint job?
No, I think that is a... That's the uncaged paint job, I think. I might be wrong.
Oh, right.
I think
oh,
that
right.
is a stock limited edition paint job.
It's cool.
It's very cool. It's super nice with that.
Super nice.
Like that a lot.
Yeah, next up we've got Gabriel Stevenson, who has got a lovely
a cool
giant here with some nice little bits on it.
Marzocchi Z2s, Fox Freight, and this is his first full suspension mountain bike, so... I think we need to super nice that, because welcome to the world of full sets.
Get involved, get involved.
Awesome.
We're on for a full set here. Squat Gaming says this is his GT Sensor Carbon Elite in the Willingham Wood Trails. I like how stealth it is.
Coil Shock, yeah, nice.
GT Downhill Team in 2025, what are we thinking, people? Matt?
Maybe.
Cool audio. Let's give it a super nice.
In I like the tumbleweed to go across.
In the hope that we see GT on the start line.
Yeah, Lucas Smith up next. Vitus, what are you?
Vitus.
Oh, okay, and a Scott 275 CRF. Recently polished my cranks. I'm going for a silver look. Not
a euphemism. I'm always really uncomfortable when people perch their bike on their helmet.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Are we nicing it?
I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if it's a good idea.
I probably would, only because it'd scratch it all up and stuff, wouldn't it?
Okay, I mean, what are you saying, Rich?
I'll super nice it, go on.
Good move today. Yeah, Jonathan Canales has sent in this handmade coal 84 steel full suspension. Very nice. Oh, Matt's going
now he's perked up, look.
Oh, he's getting
now
excited.
Now he's on it.
Oh, that's a super nice one.
Yeah, that's really
that
nice.
Got all the love from Matt then.
It
wow.
It did, didn't it?
Alexander Danas, he has got his... Oh, what is this
It's an
now?
Evil.
Yes, dreamed about this bike for years. 6 years he took to save for this bike.
Yeah, it'd take him another 6 years to replace all the bushings and bearings on it.
Oh, Alexander.
Oh, sorry, that was super so nice. Mean. That's his dream nice. Bike. I've been too sassy today.
He got a super nice
Oh, I'm
fair
sorry.
Bike.
That is a sick bike.
Well done, Alexander. Konstantin Levitsky finishes off this week with... Oh, propane. Lovely.
Yeah, nice. That is, I think it's a tie.
Lovely.
Winter ain't no reason to stay home. Go shred.
Yeah, I love that trail winding off in the background.
Yeah,
very
super,
nice.
That's
super nice.
That's a full house.
Full set this week.
I feel mean about that.
No, I mean, I feel like we needed a full set of super nices because of the bad news in the news.
Yes.
We needed all that love.
And calling
that,
everyone out on their love for e-bikes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when you've got a lot of bushings, you've got a lot of bushings. There's no way around it. That's all we've got time for this week on the show. Please get involved in the comments down below. We want to hear from you guys. Yeah. Tell us what you think about e-bikes and Rich himself.
No, please. Oh, God.
See you next week.